from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's the best ball you ever threw in an NFL game?
Jake Kumerow against the Denver Broncos to clinch the division in 2020, the COVID year. They played a little cover four. They pushed the safety, but he didn't move in time. I kind of looked him to the right, and Jake Kumerow was just running right down the seam, and I threw that ball as hard as I can, and it just stayed on a rope. And just as Jake looked around, the ball kind of caught him. But I threw that ball the hardest I think I've ever thrown a football in my life.
Josh Allen on the Greenlight podcast, he went on to say that one of the reasons he likes it is because in the draft process, you talk about, you know, you have such a strong arm, but how often are you ever going to throw a ball as hard as you can? He's like, right there.
Yeah.
That's the one. As hard as he could throw it. I remember that touchdown. I remember that game.
They romped him.
They looked unbeatable.
Yep.
That stretch.
That's during the run where they looked, that was going to be the Super Bowl. they looked like they couldn't be beat.
Just absolutely wasting teams. And Denver was on the list. They win 48-19. Here are the next couple games, right? That's in the midst of they lose the Hail Mary, the Hail Murray.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they beat the Chargers by 10, the Niners by 10. There's a throw in that game that's on the list, by the way, too. That game is played in Arizona, remember?
Yes.
Why is that played in Arizona? Because San Francisco didn't have fans. Is that it? It's 2020. Then they play Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
They beat Pittsburgh by 11. Beat Denver 48-19. New England 38-9. Miami 56-26.
Yeah.
Allen in the final three games of that season, 352, 344, 377.
Okay.
Nuts.
Yeah.
They were unstoppable. They go into the playoffs, they beat the Colts by three, they beat the Ravens, and then they get hammered in the AFC Championship game by Kansas City. It's not 13 seconds here, it's the year they lose in the AFC Championship game.
There's a throw in that Niners game.
That's the one. Over a linebacker to get to Gabe Davis on a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. It wasn't a touchdown.
No?
But it was a big game.
Okay, was it like down
right
to
over
the 10?
Over Fred Warner, I believe, also, who's like, isn't everyone thinks like the best linebacker in football?
Yeah.
Or at least one of them. Was that game maybe moved because of like forest fires
that
or something?
That sounds right. Okay.
I think maybe it was that.
It was moved out of San Francisco for something.
Like air quality from forest fires in the area or something like that.
That sounds right.
And there weren't going to be fans anyway. So, you know, they weren't making anybody mad by robbing them of a home game. I mean, there are a few throws in that stretch. That's that month, I mean, he's playing perfect football.
Yeah.
He's playing perfect football for a five-game stretch. So how do we feel about his answer is a throw where just the throw I threw the hardest, right? that's kind of funny, right? That I guess it's not surprising that Allen, just the way he is, that, oh, what's your favorite throw? The one that I threw the fastest. The one that was 110 miles per hour right on a rope to Jake Kumerow. Did you get any help because the air was a little thin?
Nah.
It was in Denver.
He had a lot of great throws in that game.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the game where they, yeah, it might have, I wonder if the Kumerow touchdown is the one. Isn't that the game where they score a bunch of touchdowns and they keep getting called back on penalties and the Bills are like, we're just going to keep.
They keep scoring.
We'll just keep scoring touchdowns even though you're calling penalties.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was that game in Denver. Jerry Hughes has a scoop and score, which is really impressive.
Yeah. He makes a couple guys like miss along the way.
Yeah.
It looks like a running back.
It's a rumbling, bumbling, stumbling kind of play.
Okay. Right. That rings a bell.
Memory lane.
Man, look at that stretch after that bye week.
Unbelievable.
The scores.
But that's a fun topic. I tweeted this out, and give us a call on this, 803-0550. What is, for you, what is Allen's most memorable throw? I don't know how many quarterbacks you would do this with where we could probably take 20 calls. Like, yeah. I think it's this one. What's Allen's most memorable throw for you? If you've got a friend visiting from, I'll just say Australia. I've got friends in Australia, cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, yeah. Let me introduce you to our quarterback. Check this out. This is what he can do. What's the one you are pulling up first? What's his best throw or most memorable throw?
His best throw for me might be that one against the Niners, where it's right over the linebacker and in. It's tough though because it's not even a touchdown. And it's in a game where they're going to win easily anyway, but partially because he was so perfect. Best throw? I mean, I don't want this to be the answer. It's the throw that's coming up for a lot of people this rookie year against Jacksonville.
Robert Foster.
I mean, as he's getting collapsed on by five people, he's about to get drilled. He throws it. It's a perfect throw, right? It's like 40 yards through the air, probably.
Yep.
But that can't be the answer, right?
I don't know, man. That's a pretty incredible throw. That's the one I...
He doesn't even know...
That's the one I think of first.
It's like before he even knows how to throw. It's like I feel like he did it by accident, maybe, because he was so inaccurate at that time. But yeah, that might be a little far. Because if it's not that throw, what's his best throw? I don't know. He's got. Well, isn't there something from the perfect game against New England?
The perfect game, the touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders, which he also hit Sanders on a very similar play in Kansas City.
Okay.
The 13 seconds game, it wasn't only Gabe that scored touchdowns. There was one other, and I think it was Sanders. Okay. Sanders in the back of the end zone on one of those that he just drops in the bucket, but it's not even in a bucket. It's a rope to the back corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one to Sanders there. I mean, Davis, the first one they hit over the top 75 yards, and that's massive.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of answers here.
Davis, big. I mean, Pittsburgh in the regular season a couple years ago,
he 98
gets
yards.
Drilled on his butt, and he puts it to Davis like in a perfect spot, and he scores 98 yards.
98-yard touchdown.
Yeah. I've seen that play broken down. It was like a deep post that he had to put over the safety because he undercut it.
Yeah.
And he did. He had the arm strength to put it over the safety who had come down. So, I could look up his best throws, and maybe there would be 15 that would be in consideration. What about Latavius Murray last year? Is that too gimmicky?
No, because then you have those kind of plays where...
He just pulls something out of his butt. And
yes.
Just,
how did he do that?
He's falling out of bounds and like, oh, there's a running back about to come open, and he throws it to Murray, who probably dropped it, but got away with it.
There's one... Oh, someone's going to think of it and tell us what it is. There's one where it's that. It's a rollout, and is he barely standing in bounds? What is he...
Like at the last second, he kind of throws it? What do you mean?
I feel like there's one. Is he falling down on a conversion against the Titans or something? Or there's so many like that, the rollout throws. Honorable mention, we had somebody write in via Twitter, the throw in Detroit to Diggs.
Oh, that was such a good one.
I do want to say...
That was a great one.
I do want to dock him points on that, though, for forcing the ball to Diggs. We don't like that. Remember, we don't... Sorry. I needed my moment.
You got to take it when it's there.
I got to take my snark.
Yeah.
And you know, listen, Allen's answer on the throw to Kumerow, you know, forcing the ball to Kumerow like that. All right,
I'll stop. Kumerow's not like wide open.
No, he says he sticks it in there.
Yeah,
they are romping in that game, so it might be one of those moments where you're hot and you're just like,
yeah,
fire it up there like Curry on that final three against France. Like, whatever, I'm feeling it. I'm gonna rip this one.
Yep.
803-0550. The throw to Diggs in Detroit is a good answer. I mean, that is an absolute missile.
That's a clutch play, too, because that's the end of the game.
Yes, that's a, we can't afford to give up this play, and it's, okay, well, their best receiver cuts across the middle of the field and blasts him with an absolute rocket.
Last year, not to bring up another Diggs drop, because there were only maybe like three all season, and one of them is very memorable, but he threw that same pass against New England last year. After Gesicki wins the game, there's like 11 seconds left, and Allen throws that same pass, same route to Diggs, and Diggs dropped it.
Hmm.
And they would have been maybe at like a 60-plus yard field goal. So it would have been – they still would have probably been an underdog to win. But they almost pulled that playoff again last season, that play.
803-0550 if you want to jump on this. Paul in Akron on Allen's most memorable throw. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, it's kind of the forgotten one because we lost the game, but the Hail Mary Murray game, they started calling Hail Murray when we played Arizona, but the play before the Hail Murray was the touchdown to Diggs, and it was like he just dropped it into the bucket, and that would have been a memorable throw if we won that game, but I think it kind of gets forgotten a little bit because the very next series we lost the game on a Hail Murray.
Yeah.
Or Hail Mary, but they were calling it Hail Murray because Murray threw it. So I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, Paul, that play, they have a very similar touchdown in one of their games against New England too, where Allen, he rolls right a lot.
Yes.
But sometimes he rolls left, and that's what the play against Arizona before the Hail Murray, he's rolling left.
Mm-hmm.
And flips around, and I mean, everything he's got into a ball, and gets Diggs into touchdown, and they, of course, should have won the game on it, but they didn't.
Yep.
I think he had one against New England, same kind of thing. Diggs over in that corner.
In the COVID year?
Maybe.
He flips his hips and sprints to the left because there's a guy chasing him. No, sorry, he does like a loop. And he sprints to the left, and then he flips his hips around, and he wires it into Diggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Belichick phone game.
Okay.
Great game. Yeah. Oh, I wish there were Patriots fans in the crowd for that one.
So that's the 38-9 game. That's right after Denver.
Yes. Yeah, that's during that run.
That.
Where he was unstoppable.
We've seen a couple of stretches where Allen looks unstoppable, right? It's not every single game, but go to that Denver game. The New England game is in there. 56-26 over the Dolphins. Unstoppable for stretches. The 13 seconds here, that's right after the perfect game. That's when the country kind of wakes up to like, holy cow, look at these guys. Mahomes and Allen going back and forth. Look at these guys. And he gets on these heaters sometimes. It is one of the reasons that the refrain of, hey, as long as you've got 17, you're going to be in the mix, is because you know that's in there. The job of the Bills, of course, is to get it out as often as possible, get the best of him as often as possible. 803-0550. Nick in Buffalo. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, yeah, just building off what you just said there with the 13 seconds game. I think the series before it, he had Gabe Davis wide open. He dropped it in there. That was fine. But then Mahomes went down and scored, and I'm like, there's no way Allen can do it again. Drives down the field, and then he just throws an absolute dart to Gabe Davis in between two defenders into the end zone again. I think it sucks because with the 13 seconds, you're like, wow, that has to be it. I can't believe he did it again. It was very, very memorable. It sucks that the way it ended out, but that was, like you're saying, the coming out party for like the entire nation that this guy is legit. This guy can hang with the best of them. So
yeah,
that's probably the most memorable for me.
Thanks, Nick. Is anybody afraid to go back and watch the four touchdowns to Gabe Davis? Because he's mentioning a couple of those throws.
Yeah,
because if you pull up the highlights, would you immediately pause, turn it off? And there it is, off.
And then turn it back on.
Yeah. And at least one of them, the safety falls down.
That's
the guy covering.
Oh, that's the one. Davis makes him fall down. Yeah. Like, Davis makes him think he's going outside, and the guy falls because he can't. Yeah, it's a good move by Davis, but he's wide open. Have you ever watched that last drive, though?
For the Bills?
Yeah, like the one in between Tyreek Hill and 13 seconds. Have you ever watched that, the whole drive?
I don't know if I remember that one.
Because
it was fast.
It was like five or six plays. The touchdown throw is good. Like, it's Davis up the middle, but he's not really covered. Like, the Chiefs just, they let him go kind of in the middle. There are four throws before that Allen makes that are, like, super impressive. That, like, the guy, Davis or Sanders makes a catch on that drive where he's being draped all over with, like, 20 seconds to go. Like, he gets them 60 yards down the field with good throws after good throws to get them even in position to score that touchdown with 13 seconds left.
One throw from that game or one play from that game that is forgotten about.
Yeah.
Go pull up the two-point conversion. The two-point conversion.
The one that Diggs catches?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that another one of these where he kind of rolls to the left?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's Chris Jones all over him.
Yeah.
And it's an unbelievable throw and catch. That's, you got to get it up high.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Get some tweet answers, too, as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. To Lockport. Dennis in Lockport. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Hey, guys. I got two of them. One's not a pass, though, but I think you guys will admit this was a Josh Allen miracle. But the passing, I think you guys are thinking about that last second about going out of bounds. I believe it was the Miami game to Knox. He rolls out towards his right, and as he's just about to cross the imaginary border, he goes airborne and the dart right over to Knox, who's in the end zone, and gets a touchdown out of it. But the one I hate to say it was better than any of his passes is when he geeked out Pittsburgh last year in the playoffs. He does a fake pass, runs down the field, almost acts like he's going to slide. Though the defense didn't know what to do with him, and before you know it, he's all the way down into the end zone with what was it, a 55-yard run or something like that? Now, that's classic Josh Allen.
I mean, his best runs, there's another category there. He had a couple in the perfect game that were nuts, like putting on moves in the open field. By the way, the one I'm talking about where he is falling down, no, yeah, that's not the one I'm looking at. He had a play in the Denver game, falling down, throw to Diggs. That's not the one.
He had one. Oh, this wouldn't be quite the same. Doesn't he have one? Is it against the Colts? There's a playoff game. Maybe it is the Colt game where he is on a quarterback run. Like, it's a designed quarterback run, and as he's being tackled, he like shot puts the ball forward to Knox for a touchdown. That's ringing a bell to me. That might be the Colt playoff game. He's got to have a few of those, right? Where he's got a guy like tackling him, like mid tackle, he throws the ball because he's so hard to get down.
How about his touchdown?
Some of those might have been picks.
What was his best touchdown catch? Was he only the one against Houston?
No, he's two. He has one against Arizona.
In the Hail Mary game?
In the Hail Mary game. I think their first drive of that game is an Allen touchdown.
I don't remember that.
Catching the football. Yeah. Dable did that a few times. I was at a Bills. Remember the Bills Jets game where Darnold leads the Jets down the field at the end for the win?
Okay.
He like drops in a bucket to Robbie Anderson. It's a close game. Both teams are out of the mix. That might be Allen's rookie year. Zay Jones throws to Allen on a fade route in that game. Allen's got a couple targets. He doesn't come down with it. But yeah, there's a fade pass to Josh Allen in that football game. Yeah, Dable liked to throw the ball to Josh Allen a few times. What odds can I get on Joe Brady throwing a pass to Josh Allen this year?
I was going
to
ask you, do you think there has been a directive like we're
done with that?
We're not going to do that anymore.
Well, the Houston one, he gets chopped in half.
He does.
He flies into the end zone. So,
but all the talk about.
Hey, stop throwing it to our quarterback.
Right, because let's get all right. I'll go a little farther on why that might happen. If you want to make the point about him being durable and him avoiding injury, when he's running as a ball carrier, he can look around, right?
Yep.
He can slide. When you go out as a receiver,
you don't see the safety coming down.
You can get lit up.
Yeah, you can get lit up a little
bit. And he did a little bit against Houston. I wonder if there's been a You know, like the Dable gets the job and the Bills are interviewing for offensive coordinator, and it's Dorsey. And then Brady after that, like, hey, so real quick, here are the keys to your office. And one rule, no throwing to Josh.
No throwing to Josh.
We're not going to do – we don't do that around here anymore.
Yeah.
We had a phase.
Yeah.
And that's over.
We escaped it without any major consequences, and we're done. I'm telling you, I found this throw from the end of the Patriots game. If this was completed, this might have been the answer. Maybe they needed to win it. He throws this ball 65 yards in the air right to Diggs. It's a tough catch. I don't even know if I want to call it a drop because it's such a low percentage play. I mean, he's probably got 10 of those. He's probably got 10 plays that would be like other quarterbacks' 10 best plays that just like almost were completed and just missed. He's got to have... You know, like I'm on YouTube right now. Like, okay, like can I find some things, some throws that I've forgotten? And like if you... The first video you're going to find when you like best Josh Allen throws is an NFL official video from 3 minutes ago, 59 minutes of Josh Allen highlights. It's like the Tage Thompson highlight reel from 2 years ago. I need an afternoon to watch it.
Right, it was stocked.
Yeah.
803-0550. Have one here. Bills fan 53. There's a touchdown pass against the Jets. Quincy Williams. This might be the one I'm thinking about. He throws a touchdown to Diggs against the Jets with Quincy Williams completely. He's got him wrapped up, and he throws anyway. Again, forcing the ball to Diggs. You don't want that. Matt in Hamburg. I'm sorry, I won't do that again. I probably will. Hey
guys,
Matt.
A couple of comments. I was watching ESPN, and they were saying they feel that Bills are no longer a Super Bowl contender. Also, although it's preseason, this isn't the Jim Kelly era where we lost all our games. We're only playing three rather than four. I know we're going against Fields and Wilson this Sunday. To me, it means a lot. I mean, granted, preseason, however, you'd love to be in Chicago's shoes Monday morning. And I just want to hear your opinion if you feel preseason is more important this year than, say, the last four. For the Bills, I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Matt.
More important?
I think plenty of people might say that it is, but I do not. I don't think it matters more.
Yeah.
If they come out of the gate slow, I don't think it'll have anything to do with what the preseason is. It might be because they have a lot of new bodies, a lot of new faces. I don't think the Pittsburgh result is important. I don't think how they look against Justin Fields or Russell Wilson is important. Pittsburgh last year was the poster child for falling for the preseason.
Mm-hmm. Their offense was like perfect.
It was great
in the preseason, and then it was one of the worst in football.
It's definitely better to have good days in the preseason. It feels better, but no.
Yep.
Not going to get me to tell you that what happens against Pittsburgh really matters. No.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get there either. No chance. Unless it got really bad. It's injuries. It's just injuries for me. You avoid injury, you had a good preseason. That's generally how I think about this.
Your options. They win 60-0, and insert player here is out until week three, or they lose 60-0 and nobody's hurt.
I would rather they lose 60-0.
Yep. I didn't even tell you who
60-0 is a little extreme.
I didn't even tell you who the player was.
I know. But it would be tough to come in the next day and feel like 60-0 doesn't matter. That would really test the preseason pledge.
Meh.
60-0.
What was the biggest blowout in last year's preseason? In the league.
In the whole preseason?
Yeah. I'm not asking you to look. I'm asking you what it was.
40-3, 40-7.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
Nobody does.
Okay.
I don't need you to look it up. Nobody cares.
All right, yeah.
Would you remember if a team lost by 50?
No.
You're not confident.
No, I don't think I would. If the Bills lost by 50, I think I'd remember it, though, right? If the Bills lost 50-0 in a preseason game, we'd remember it. Right?
Probably. The biggest, the most one-sided game in the preseason. I'm looking for it here. Okay.
I got a Rams game from a couple years ago. The Rams lost 41-0 against Denver.
What year?
The Rams lost to Denver 41-0 last preseason.
The Rams lost to Denver. Denver, of course, who was awesome. Denver. And the Rams
who gave up 70.
Yes.
A little bit later.
And the Rams
on.
Did what? Went to the playoffs?
And the Rams went to the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
803-0550. Zoe, we'll get you on the other side. We've got Matt Waldman of Rookie Scouting Portfolio at 9 o'clock. Talk to us about Keon Coleman with a good breakdown on what it is Coleman does well and how the Bills are going to get the most out of him. Really great write-up he had on Coleman coming out. And we'll talk to him about that. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. Your calls, some fun along the way. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Josh takes the snap. Out of the gun, steps up in the pocket, looks into the end zone, trying to fire it, going to keep it himself. Finally throws it late. It is caught in the end zone. No, it is incomplete.
After discussion, it is a touchdown.
Oh. One of the better throws of Allen's career. He answered a question from Chris Long on the Greenlight podcast about his most memorable throw, his favorite, and said it was the touchdown to Jake Kumerow in Denver. Because he threw it as hard as he could. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Get to a call in a moment here. I got a funny tweet. You want from a tweet from Prescott, who writes in that his most memorable throw, not his best. Prescott writes, the 40-yard heave downfield to a double-covered fullback in overtime of his first playoff game.
How dare we forget.
That's funny.
It was amazing. What a sight to behold. The screenshot of Pat DeMarco jumping with two other Texans.
That's funny.
Is amazing. And the overtime of a playoff game, by the way. After he already lateraled the football, like 20 minutes before that, he decided that a good idea. That version of Josh Allen, like, it would not have been as fun. They wouldn't have been as good. It would have been crazy, though, right? If he just remained that forever, it would have been crazy. Well, now we get Will Levis.
You want to get a bet on the bet board? This is just a fun bet to have. I don't know which side I want. I know which side I want. It's more fun. Let's bet on a lateral this season.
On a lateral?
Yeah.
An Allen lateral?
An Allen unscripted.
An Allen lateral.
An unscripted.
Would most? Oh, you mean like not a toss, right?
Run up QB option.
Sure, right.
A honest to goodness.
He's Travis Kelce. In the moment, I'm going to throw this ball because Dawson Knox is standing over there.
Yes.
You want to bet on it?
I do.
All right, I'll bet against it.
Good.
He's not going to do it.
But yeah, but isn't it fun to have a bet?
Sure.
That way, when he laterals,
what we should do is you should get Allen, I should get Kelce.
Who wants to bet Kelce lateraling?
Yeah, no, it's true. Because we know Kelsey's done it like 5 times. Yeah. Did you ever hear him tell the story of he did it in the AFC Championship game twice against Cincinnati? And the first time, it worked, but it only went for like 5 yards. And the second time, Kelce actually telling the story is funny. Because Kelce tells the story that I did it the second time, and it didn't work. The guy wasn't ready, and the ball went out of bounds. I went to the sidelines, and Andy Reid just came over me and stared me in the eyes and went, "Stop doing what you're doing." And he stopped doing it, at least in that game.
Stop doing what you're doing. That's really funny. All right, 803-0550. We're talking a little about Josh's most memorable throw because he talked about it with Chris Long. Also, on the idea of Hassan Reddick, a premier pass rusher, a guy that gets the quarterback, could, should, blah, blah, blah. Don't anticipate it, but the Bills could trade for him from a money standpoint. You know, would the Jets trade him? The GM just said they are not going to. Messy situation there in New York. Zoe in Buffalo. Hey, Zoe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I heard you talking about some big throw that could have been a top 10 catch when I turned on to the radio. That 65 yards to dig, that was one. The other one, when they played the Jets, when he threw it to Davis at the end of the game, that's probably like felt like a 65-yard one, and he hit it right in his hands.
Yep.
And and the way that stadium is like, it go up and over, it felt like he threw it to the top of the stadium, and it came right down. I couldn't believe he dropped that.
Yep.
He threw that ball. Thanks, Zoe. I got the highlight up here. Someone just sent it to me as well, so great minds. He threw that ball from his own 10, and it landed in Gabe's arms at the 20.
Yep.
That's a 70-yard throw.
Yep. So I just retweeted a tweet from Next Gen Stats in 2022. Remember, by the way, this was the play after Allen hurt his elbow. Remember he got hit?
Yep.
And the whatever? This is the play after he hurt his elbow. And Next Gen Stats, I don't know if this has changed since then, 2 years ago, but their tweet on the day of that play, Josh Allen's incomplete pass intended for Gabe Davis traveled 69.3 yards in the air, the longest pass attempt over the last 6 seasons. He had just hurt his elbow and then threw the longest pass in the league
in six years,
and it was right at his receiver's head. Right? That's what happened, right? It hit him in the face?
I think it went through his hands.
Or went through his hands? Okay. Yeah, that's a better almost than my New England one from last year, because he's being covered by Sauce Gardner on the play, too. Sauce Gardner, hurt elbow, furthest pass in 70 years, on the money when you needed it. Come on.
Yeah.
Davis.
It is
49% catch percentage.
It is worth mentioning. So, a question I posed earlier this week, yesterday, over the weekend. A lot of these passes are rips down the field. He is cutting loose and ripping the ball.
Yep.
Let's just make sure we don't have too many tunnel screens this year. Now, the Curtis Samuel tunnel screen is a nice idea.
Wasn't the idea the tunnel screens are going to open up the rips? Isn't the concept?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to work, but that's the concept, isn't it?
We'll see. Michael writes in, "We're so spoiled with the arm strength. I watch other quarterbacks. I'm like, this guy stinks."
Isn't Allen why we all think Tua stinks?
Yes.
Because all of these plays we're talking about with Allen, Tua doesn't have in the bag.
Right, he
can't throw it as fast. Right, he can't throw it 70 yards in the air like Allen can. Isn't he the biggest reason why we think Tua stinks?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Because he's so different. It's why I think maybe like I've a big respect for Justin Herbert because I watch Herbert throw passes like this where he can rip the ball, and I know he hasn't won, but it's hard for me to not respect after watching 5 years of Josh Allen, a guy like a Herbert or someone like that can throw the ball a million miles an hour.
I'll give you a Herbert point that kind of butts up against your point about Tua. Allen's the reason I think that Herbert stinks on the move. Because watch Herbert play. Okay. He's supposed to be this great athlete.
He does it from the pocket.
He's got a great arm. When he runs,
it's not as good.
He doesn't do anything close to what Allen does.
Right.
Improvising, making a play, taking a hit, throwing down. I mean, like, Allen is a freak show, of course.
Sure.
We watch him jump over or run through. And Herbert, in that department, is...
I don't want to say he turtles.
He doesn't do that, but it's just, it is not the least bit dynamic when he moves.
He's not dangerous in any way.
He's not looking for contact. He's not looking to make you look stupid.
Right.
He's just, I mean, hey, maybe this is better sometimes. Get out of bounds, get down.
Yep.
I feel like he doesn't run full speed. Like, he's, from an athleticism standpoint, he said to have a ton of it. I don't think he uses it on the move.
Yeah, no, that's right. And that's even, like, running. Like, how many, like, Allen, some of these throws we're talking about, he's rolling out left or rolling out right and flipping his hips and he's ripping the ball. How many Herbert's passes like that generally are, he just takes a three-step drop in the pocket and then steps into it and throws the ball a million miles.
And that's one thing about, so this first preseason game, you know, there's not much to grab out of a preseason game. Why are people going gaga for Caleb Williams? Because of that throw he made.
Yeah.
Because
he got that velocity on the ball while moving kind of almost backwards to the right.
Yep. It's an amazing throw. It's a throw we would see Allen make, and I mean, he probably made a bunch of those, and we haven't even named them as, like, what's his most memorable throw. Caleb Williams, I have his most memorable throw right now, top of mind. He'll probably have a bunch more of those. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. More your phone calls as we roll through today. Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio. Matt Harmon is perception. Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio. A big, long write-up on Keon Coleman and how the Bills are going to get the most out of him, what they need to do to get the most out of him. He had a glowing review of Coleman and specifically how the Bills weaponize him, deploy him, will matter quite a bit. Also, when we get back, what makes Matt LaFleur want to puke? He was asked a question. He says, every time you are asked that, I want to vomit.
Okay.
He would not like this show. So Matt LaFleur, Packers coach, you ready for it?
Something would make him puke.
Says, I want to vomit every time I hear the WGR morning show. I want to vomit every time I hear.
Taylor Swift.
Huh. Wow. That'd be bigger news.
That would be, you're right. That would be bigger news.
If he said that, that'd be bigger news.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver.
God, dude.
Hold on. Listen. You're right.
Packers. I'm rooting against the Packers this year.
It drives me crazy. That's something you guys talk about. I think we've got a bunch of them. I think the beauty of them is they're capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents, especially those, I would say, top four guys. They're capable of being number one in some capacity. It's just, how do we want to attack somebody? Where do we want to put those guys? Who's going to get the ball? I don't know. It could change on a week-to-week basis. We saw that last year. And that's fine.
I think I'm going to root against the Packers this year.
That's fine.
This war on number one. They are running. They are leading the pack of this war against number one receivers this offseason. So it's just a natural, you know, it's the balance to, okay, the receiver market is exploding. So we got to be the counter over here. Someone's got to be able to do it differently.
They're not even that. They're just young. They're going to pay guys. They're just going to pay guys.
They had two.
Just like they paid Jordan Love. They're just going to pay guys.
They had two receivers last year that were their number one and number three pass catchers, Reed and Wicks, that were awesome as rookies. And they were rookies.
Yeah, they're going to get paid.
They're going to get better, and they're going to get paid.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get mad at the Packers,
should get better.
Yesterday on ESPN Get Up, the question was, is it an overreaction or not an overreaction to say the Packers, with Jordan Love, will win more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers did? Is it an overreaction or not that Jordan Love will win two Super Bowls?
I mean, it kind of has to be, doesn't it?
It definitely has to be an overreaction. It doesn't have to be impossible. Mm-hmm. The man has played like 9 good games.
They were really good, though.
And to be like, oh, he's going to win more. Really so he's going to win more than Rodgers did. It's really hard to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is it an overreaction to say they're going to win more Super Bowls with Jordan Love? Yes.
That's probably fair. That's probably right. He was incredible.
He
though.
Was really good.
You know what he really got to is, as everyone hyper focuses on the Cowboys year after year after year, the fact that he did he had that playoff game against Dallas in Dallas, I think did a lot for his profile.
I mean, wasn't that Josh's coming out party? One of them?
Yeah, Dallas.
Go to Dallas on Thanksgiving and holy cow, look at this guy.
Like if Jordan Love did that at Atlanta, would he have the same profile right now? Might not be as much. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers. He was fantastic. He was arguably the best quarterback in the league second half of the year. We're in a trend here. Green Bay, they go one quarterback who wins one Super Bowl, and then they go to the next one, and then now they'll automatically always have a good quarterback. I've never seen the Packers without a good quarterback. So you would expect that this one's probably pretty good too, especially when he showed it for, 4 months. At the end of last year.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Maybe I should root for him to win more Super Bowls than Rodgers, though, because that would probably drive Aaron Rodgers pretty crazy, wouldn't it?
Rodgers actually asked him to buy his house.
How about a likable Packers quarterback?
You see that? Yeah, Jordan Love's very likable.
Yeah, give me a likable one. Rodgers out here being a weird, just conspiracy theory guy all the time. Favre stealing money from poor people.
Well, Favre, while with the Packers, was very likable.
Okay.
He was Allen.
But now he's not.
No.
Favre right now, Love is the only likable Packers quarterback.
Brett Favre was Josh Allen. Right? Historically, anybody want to disagree there? Like, they were the same guy. They were durable, gunslinging, intercepted a lot. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Draw up a play in the dirt, go crazy. Like, to me, that's the closest comparison. Of course, Allen's, like, a lot bigger.
Was Favre actually good, though?
Yes.
He was great?
Yes. Undeniably.
I don't have this off the top of my head. I just feel like I've seen data people or stat people over the years be like, Favre wasn't as good as you think he was.
Don't believe those nerds. They don't know what they're talking about.
All right.
Yeah, Favre was undeniably great. Yep. AP offensive player. It was a 3-time MVP in a row.
Yep.
Offensive player of the year, then second place, then third place, then again third place, then second place, then again third place.
Hot take for the Packers is not, will Jordan Love win 2 Super Bowls? It's how did Rodgers and Favre, over 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play, only win 2?
I know. Because it's hard to do. Only one team wins it. All right, more of your calls, 803-0550. If you'd like to chime in, we'd be happy to have you. Jump on board with us, Jeremy and Joe. Some Keon Coleman talk at 9 next hour. Some Bills chatter. Get ready for the preseason. The game number 2 against the Steelers, including a joint practice on the way. All coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So Matt LaFleur, Packers coach, you ready for it?
Would make him puke.
Says, I want to vomit every time I hear the WGR morning show. I want to vomit every time I hear.
Taylor Swift.
Huh. Wow. That'd be bigger news.
That would be, you're right, that would be bigger news.
If he said that, that'd be bigger news.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver.
God, dude.
Hold on, listen.
You're right. Packers, I'm rooting against the Packers this year.
It drives me crazy. That's something you guys talk about. I think we've got a bunch of them. I think the beauty of them is they're capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents, especially those, I would say, top four guys. They're capable of being number one in some capacity. It's just how do we want to attack somebody? Where do we want to put those guys? Who's going to get the ball? I don't know. It could change on a week-to-week basis. We saw that last year. And that's fine.
I think I'm going to root against the Packers this year.
That's fine.
This war on number one. They are leading the pack of this war against number one receivers this offseason. So it's just a natural, you know, the balance to, okay, the receiver market is exploding. So we got to be the counter over here. Someone's got to be able to do it differently.
They're not even that. They're just young. They're going to pay guys. They're just going to pay guys.
They had two.
Just like they paid Jordan Love. They're just going to pay guys.
They had two receivers last year that were their number one and number three pass catchers, Reed and Wicks, that were awesome as rookies. And they were rookies.
Yeah, they're going to get paid.
They're going to get better, and they're going to get paid.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get mad at the Packers,
should get better.
Yesterday on ESPN Get Up, the question was, is it an overreaction or not an overreaction to say the Packers, with Jordan Love, will win more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers did? Is it an overreaction or not that Jordan Love will win two Super Bowls?
I mean, it kind of has to be, doesn't it?
Definitely has to be an overreaction. It doesn't have to be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The man has played like 9 good games.
They were really good, though.
And to be like, oh, he's going to win more. Really so he's going to win more than Rodgers did. It's really hard to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is it an overreaction to say they're going to win more Super Bowls with Jordan Love? Yes.
That's probably fair. That's probably right. He was incredible.
He was really good.
You know what he really got to is, as everyone hyper focuses on the Cowboys year after year after year, the fact that he had that playoff game against Dallas. In Dallas, I think did a lot for his profile.
I mean, wasn't that Josh's coming out party? One of them?
Yeah, Dallas.
Go to Dallas on Thanksgiving and holy cow, look at this guy.
Like if Jordan Love did that at Atlanta, would he have the same profile right now? Might not be as much. I'm looking at the numbers. He was fantastic. He was arguably the best quarterback in the league second half of the year. it's also, it's kind of a, you know, we're in a trend here. Green Bay, they go one quarterback who wins one Super Bowl, and then they go to the next one, and then now they just, they'll automatically always have a good quarterback. I've never seen the Packers without a good quarterback. So, you would expect that this one's probably pretty good too, especially when he showed it for, you know, 4 months at the end of last year.
803-0550-1-888-550-2550.
Maybe I should root for him to win more Super Bowls than Rodgers, though, because that would probably drive Aaron Rodgers pretty crazy, wouldn't it?
Rodgers actually asked him to buy his house.
How about a likable Packers quarterback?
You see that? Yeah, Jordan Love's very likable.
Yeah, give me a likable one. Rodgers out here being a weird, just conspiracy theory guy all the time. Favre stealing money from poor people.
Well, Favre, while with the Packers, was very likable.
Okay.
He was Allen.
But now he's not.
No.
Right now, Love is the only likable Packers quarterback.
Brett Favre was Josh Allen. Right? Historically, anybody want to disagree there? Like, they were the same guy. They were durable, gunslinging, intercepted a lot. Who cares? Draw up a play in the dirt, go crazy. Like, to me, that's the closest comparison. Of course, Allen's like a lot bigger.
Was Favre actually good, though?
Yes.
He was great?
Yes. Undeniably.
I don't have this off the top of my head. I just feel like I've seen data people or stat people over the years be like, you know, Favre wasn't as good as you think he was.
Don't believe those nerds. They don't know what they're talking about.
All right.
Yeah, Favre was undeniably great. Yep. AP offensive play. It was a three-time MVP in a row.
Yeah.
Offensive player of the year, then second place, then third place, then again third place, then second place, then again third place.
Hot take for the Packers is not, will Jordan Love win two Super Bowls? It's how did Rodgers and Favre, over 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play, only win two?
I know. Because it's hard to do. Only one team wins it. All right, more of your calls, 803-0550. If you'd like to chime in, we'd be happy to have you. Jump on board with us, Jeremy and Joe. Some Keon Coleman talk at 9 next hour. You know, some Bills chatter. Get ready for the preseason. Game number 2 against the Steelers, including a joint practice on the way. All coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.